We are sitting actually in a quite nice place in the middle of Limassol, on a space that is called
Hero Square.
Hero Square, and which is occupied since a few years by the university. So we are surrounded by a university and by a lot of cats and ravens, who just try to pick up their last pieces of bread. It's November, and to be in November in a Mediterranean island is something, which also changes, I think, the atmosphere a bit back, away from all the very crowdy, sunny, hot, and maybe also very touristic side, no, of such an island like Cyprus. How did you get here, actually, because you spent quite a few months?
Well, I came here something like 6 or 7 years ago. And the CCMC, so the Cyprus Community Media Center, invited me for a talk because they wanted to have a Belgian expert that could explain them a bit on the Belgian media policies and the way that media policies function in federal states. For them, it was quite important at the time, and still is, to think about federation as one way of solving the Cyprus problem as a future perspective. So they were very interested in looking at how the different countries were doing the federation thing. So they invited me here. Turned out to be a very interesting place for me, being a researcher, offering quite a lot of entry points into the kind of research that I like to do. So I basically hanged around for a while and still am.
Could you talk a bit about these interesting questions that you are addressing to, or that you found on the island?
Well, it's not up to me to say that they're interesting, but I'll be happy to leave that to you and to whoever's listening to this. They can be their own judge. But there are a couple of things that interested me, at least. And one of the big things is that the community media field itself became very much organized in 2009. There was a run-up 2008. There were preparations. But the CCMC, so the Cyprus Community Media Center, was established in 2009. It was very, very new. It's not that it has this huge history of decades of community media. It was all new to the island. And for me, that was doing research in that field. It was quite a gift to see things develop from the very, very start and how it spread. It's not entirely true that the CCMC was necessarily the first community media broadcaster. Later we did a mapping on the island. We found a number of other very, very, very small organizations hidden in all the corners of the island that were doing what I would call community media. But it really became structured in 2009. And that was one really, I think, major development. The second thing, and there are only two, so rest assured, the second thing which made it important to me was that, of course, the Cyprus problem intersects with what community media do on the island. The Cyprus problem, it's a very long history, but it has left the island divided in a Turkish Cypriot north and a Greek Cypriot south, with fairly homogeneous populations, and with the outcome of a very bloody and traumatizing series of conflicts. But it is, as we speak, it is still a divided island, and it's a highly militarized island. So there are quite a lot of soldiers here from different countries. And the CCMC and quite a number of other NGOs and organizations are very committed to conflict transformation, to peace building, to finding ways of what they would call solving the Cyprus problem, which is, from their perspective, the unification of the island. Or maybe in a more gentle version, the demilitarization of the island, to at least get rid of the soldiers here, so that it's no longer this chain of military camps throughout the island.
Yeah, so you said it's like a very special place with a very special environment to be on Cyprus and to think on Cyprus in alternative or free versions of media. Mm. Actually, How is media working here on the island in Cyprus? How do people inform themselves about the happenings in Cyprus?
It's a complicated story, because there's not one media, right? And we talk about media landscapes, but that means pretty diverse practices and pretty diverse structures, and that's always the case. So I'm always careful to say, like, the media are like. But you do have a very strong presence of mainstream newspapers, both sides. There are quite a lot of them, actually, a number of really big ones. And the readership is still fairly high. There is an interest in reading newspapers still on the island. That is one main factor. The second, there are public broadcasters on both sides. Different status, different connections to the state, but that's another story. Basically, they are quite important when it comes to television, combined with a number of commercial television stations. So that's the other part. And radio as a third component is also still quite important. Lots of commercial radio stations, some local radio stations, but a very commercialized landscape. And then, of course, well, internet is not a medium, it's an aggregate of media, different kinds of platforms. But people do get a lot of information through the online. It's quite a strongly online driven society on the island. So that would be the rough sketch. But what you shouldn't forget, I think, going back to the Cyprus problem, is that a lot of the mainstream media, so the newspapers, the radio stations, public broadcasters, commercial television stations, whatever, they are still very much into a discourse of the enemy. So they still look at the other side as potential enemies, at least, not to be trusted. They are still, in a way, contributing to the Cyprus problem and to keeping the two main communities separated. And of course, there are exceptions, and there are initiatives also within the mainstream media to be more nuanced and be more careful. But the dominant sort of stream of messages you get from the mainstream media is still supporting the Cyprus problem and keeping it alive by creating these discourses on the other.
And what would you say? Is there a big demand out of the public and out of the, let's say, citizens of Cyprus to create their own media? Is there some drive about that?
Well, there are a couple of things there. I think that one of the driving forces in, say, this more pacifist part of society, sometimes it's called the solutionist part, the part that wants to have a solution of the Cyprus problem. In that movement, there is a very strong drive to communicate. They're fairly well organized. They're not huge, but they're fairly well organized. So there are the structures that allow also for more organized forms of communication, and CCMC comes out of that movement. So there's a very strong interest, and that movement would support all sorts of communication which is more alternative and more critical. That's one part of the story. I think the other part of the story is that because community media or alternative media are so unknown, not too many people would sort of opt in simply because they don't know the model. A lot of other European countries have the luxury of having known this model for so long. If you are running around in for instance, in Germany, you know that there is a community radio station or an alternative radio station somewhere around the corner. You understand, you know the model, you more or less know what that means, how these organizations function, how they should function. And if they don't function in a participatory way, then actually members of the audience would step in and protest and try to sort of save the furniture if there is a crisis. That's not the case here in Cyprus. So it's because it's so unknown, and because the dominant model of mainstream media has been so present, a lot of people simply don't know what to ask for, and don't know the model and don't know how to put it into practice. They, to put it without being patronizing, but they don't know how to put this participatory logics into actual practice. So that's another part of the story. The third part is that they rely very much on social media. So for them, in many cases, social media is community media, which I disagree with. I mean, it's a different model. It's a different way of communicating. It's a different power structure. It's much more, I would call Facebook a mainstream medium that allows people to speak, but it's still organized in a very mainstream capitalist way. But for Cypriots, that's a communication channel that they like and use a lot. So that's the other side. If you have, they would probably argue in many cases, if you have social media, why would you then need community media? And that also sort of decreases this drive. So what we have is a fairly small bi-community movement, pacifist movement, that is very keen and very interested in using these tools, these communicative tools. And then you have lack of knowledge, lack of expertise, and lack of interest with a large part of the Cypriot population.